right, man. So I got to talk about this damn vaccine, man. You know, last time I was talking about the rollout. The rollout looks suspect. It does, man. They got doctors busting out doing the damn electric slide and shit. You like, dude. You know, the rollout is real tacky. It's extremely tacky. So, I was just watching the news this morning, right? And the news was saying that, you know, the first round of vaccines are being given out to the medical staff. And they were talking about 22,000 cases, I believe, in one day or something like that. Like, it's surging. It's getting more and more. It's getting higher and higher. And they're talking about the first vaccine is had to be stored at, like, negative 85 degrees. And they're saying that the Moderna, they're trying to come out with one that's comparable to Pfizer. So the one that's out right now is Pfizer. The one that's being given out, at least in Los Angeles County, is Pfizer, the Pfizer vaccine. And they're giving that to majority of, like, the healthcare workers. And that one has to be stored at negative 85 degrees Celsius. It has to be given to people that are 16 or older. And you got to get another shot within 3 weeks. You got to come back in 3 weeks to get another shot. Right? That's the Pfizer one. So the Moderna one, that's more than likely to be approved by the FDA. This one is going to be stored at negative 25 degrees Celsius. And it's going to be given to people that are 18 and older. And you got to come back in 4 weeks to get a second shot, like a second dose. So here's my issue with it. Here's my problem, or here's my, like, question mark. Like I said, I'm still going to get the vaccine because, you know, I just think that I don't know how my body's going to respond or react. You know what I'm saying? And it seemed like every death that happens, they're blaming it on... it could be fucking heart disease, and they're blaming it on the goddamn coronavirus. Like, I was looking at what happened with Debo, a.k.a. a.k.a. Debo, but his name is Tiny Lister. And they were like, yeah. Well, at least when my wife was telling me, she was telling me, like, yeah, that fool was, that he was basically carrying it for, like, I don't know, like a month. He was carrying the virus for a month, and he was just, like, I guess, coughing or just, like, whatever. He wasn't taking it serious. He wasn't like, oh, shit, let me go get checked out or whatever. He kind of was dealing with it, and he just slowly passed away. That's according to, I guess, the coroner or whoever did the autopsy on his body. He was 62 years old. But, I think they put out some clip of him talking. He was on, like, doing some kind of interview, and during the interview, he was showing symptoms of COVID. But what else I was trying to say? But what I don't understand is, if it has to be stored at such cold temperatures, I mean, when it enters your body, it's going to warm up. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not a scientist or whatever. But when it enters your body, it's gonna heat up or whatever. So I'm like, I don't get it. I was telling my wife, she's like, yeah. She was like, yeah, that's true. You know, like, it has to be, you know, how when they inject you, at what temperature? You know, what temperature do they inject you? Another thing is, you still have to wear a mask, and you still have to social distance. That's what you have to do. You have to wear a mask, and you have to social distance. So if you have to wear a mask and you have to social distance, it's not so much of I don't understand, because if you still got to wear the mask and you still have to social distance because you can still spread the disease. You can still carry coronavirus and spread it to other people. So it's just very confusing. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of confusion. Okay, so if I can carry the virus and still spread the virus, you know, I can understand why somebody's apprehensive on not taking a vaccine, because it's almost like the same thing. When you do the research and you study it, you're like, dude, you know, like, what's the point if, what is the point if I got to do the same stuff, or I got to keep taking the same precautions? Unless you only can be around other vaccinated people, you know, but even then, you know, the person that's vaccinated still could be carrying the disease. So I'm trying to figure out, I guess it's only effective for you basically passing away from the virus. Like, it gives you immunity from death from COVID-19. So I don't know, man. It's very, you know, I look at the situation, I'm like, man, this is a strange time. This is a real weird time to be alive, because, boy, this shit came out of nowhere, and they're trying to roll out this vaccine. And, you know, a lot of people are skeptical. I'm just looking at the facts. I'm reading all the facts. I'm like, okay, yes, it's better to have a vaccine than to not have the vaccine, but it's pretty much the same thing. You're still going to have to, it's not going to be like they're opening concerts and they're opening movie theaters, or they're opening a lot of music clubs, and a lot of that stuff is still going to be shut down. So, you know, people that make a living where they have to entertain for large crowds, dude, comedians and all stuff like that, those guys are suffering. They're suffering major. And it seems like there's no end in sight, because, yeah, you know, a lot of the healthcare workers, it's important that they get it, but, man, I'm worrying about the teachers too. You know, what about these teachers? Because a lot of these kids in school, you know, there's a strong likelihood that these kids could be carrying the disease and passing the disease on from kid to kid and giving it to the teacher, you know? So it's like, how, if the teacher still gets the damn coronavirus, even though she has the vaccine, she can still spread it. And I mean, and you could probably catch the coronavirus multiple times, you know, after getting a fucking vaccine and not even know it, because you won't have any symptoms. Then my wife's telling me, like, oh yeah, they're saying that once you get the vaccine, it's like a little, people have gotten a little bit sick after taking the vaccine. You know how you get the flu shot, and some people swear every time they get the flu shot, it's like their immune system weakens or like I say, it's highly suspect. You know, the only thing I can suggest to you, if you're out there and you're like, man, I'm not trying to take this vaccine, this doctor told me it's three things that you could take. He said you take vitamin C, I believe it's 5,000 IUs. He said take vitamin C. He told me, he says take zinc, the liquid zinc. And then he says take vitamin D3. And he told me the reason you need vitamin 3D is, especially as a black person, he said the reason you need vitamin D3 is because our skin usually blocks out the sun. You know, we don't have more D3. Usually our D3 levels, our vitamin D levels are low because our vitamin D levels are low because our skin naturally blocks out the sun, the melanin. So he was like, look, people that have had high vitamin D levels have kind of had very little symptoms, or they've, or the ones who've had extremely high or bad symptoms, they were able to survive it because their vitamin D levels were high. So you want to invest in those three things: vitamin D, zinc, and 5,000 IU capsules of vitamin C. You know, and I mean, that's pretty much the only thing that I could tell you, because you know, this shit is looking suspect as hell, man. That vaccine, I'm like, okay, so if I can still get the vaccine and spread it, I'm confused. This is a thing just so I won't die? And they're saying that like 2 people are dying every hour. Morgues is just losing capacity. There's so many dead bodies, they can't keep up. Right? So many dead bodies that they had to order one of these long ass trucks, like 18-wheeler, like, I don't know, it's big ass. It's parked outside the hospital just in case they need extra storage for the dead bodies. It's out of damn control, man. This virus is wild as hell. And I'm in LA County. It's a wonder, man. It's a wonder that I haven't at least shown symptoms of it or something like that. I don't know. But it's highly suspect. And I, you know, anybody that's kind of like, look, on the fence about it, I totally understand, because it's a lot of weird shit that I don't quite understand. You know, I'm researching it and everything. And I'm like, man, this shit, it's a lot of gaps and holes in the information that, from what I understand. So I'm like, look, man, this is the wildest shit. I never would think, you know, started 2021, you know, we still be going through this shit, but you know, I don't understand. Like, as long as people are getting up, getting out, moving, going places, touching things, there's always gonna be you know, there's always going to be the disease out there. Basically, everybody would have to sit still for 3 weeks. Everybody. I mean, freeways closed, stores closed, everything closed. Trash, everything. For like 3 weeks, everybody would have to sit still, not go nowhere. Gas stations, everything shut down for 3 weeks. You know, there had to be airports, everything shut down for 3 weeks. But that would be such a massive hit on the economy. People just wouldn't be able to take it. You know, what that would do to the mortgage industry, what that would do to the banking, what that would do to all these different industries. So a lot of people are like, hey, man, fuck it. It's worth the risk. You know what I'm saying? It's worth the risk of just going out here, going and trying to, you know, make a living or trying to earn some money, then be underwater with bills and struggling and not being able to pay your mortgage. And you know, yeah, you're disease free, but you got a shitload of stress because, you know, the people still want their money. They still want their money. They're like, the bill is due. Where's my money? But that's just one of the oddest things that I've seen. I'm like, I don't know what the hell. And they're talking about this, you know, they have different phases of testing. You know, like my wife's like, man, they just came out too fast with this vaccine. The vaccine just, I mean, come on. It came out fast. It came out so fast that it's almost, you know, it's a little bit suspect how fast they came out with this damn vaccine. And I saw one video where they're talking about it uses RNA, and then they use some other thing to kind of protect the RNA, or I was like, oh, this shit is so confusing, you know. But research anything you put in your body, you know what I'm saying? Anything you put in your body, you're supposed to research it. So I see what the vaccine is, but it's just like, dude, it just doesn't make any sense why it has to be stored so cold if it's going into a 98 degree body. But they say it's 95% effective, the Pfizer one. And the Moderna one is 94.5% effective. So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, we'll see what it is. We'll see what it do. But I find it very suspect. Very, very suspect. And I'm gonna go ahead and end it here. Y'all have a good one. I'm about to go to the plantation.